First American slang that's outdated, that the people want to be brought back.
Okay. Dope.
I say dope all the time.
Yeah, I think it's outdated.
Is it?
I think so.
A lot of the ones that are considered outdated are still used in this room quite regularly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's because we're radical.
Yeah.
Dope is number 12 on the list. Mm. They have them listed by, I believe it was Urban Dictionary. Had voting, but this was not obviously the Urban Dictionary part that's all about sexual terms.
Yeah, when I hear dope, like I go back to like late 80s LL Cool J kind of era.
Yeah,
dope.
So they have them listed by what percentage of upvotes they were getting versus downvotes.
Okay,
so these were the ones that people most want, and then I have a list of the ones that people do not want to come back. Like that got downvoted severely.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Some things just sound stupid.
All right.
Like
so,
Coolio.
These are the ones people want to come back. Number 15. Well, do you want to guess? Dope was on there.
Okay. This is the ones that we want to come back.
Yes. These were the ones with it. It seems the suggestion from the people that looked at the data, makes it sound very scientific, are saying that elder millennials were dominating the voting on this.
Oh, definitely. So, word. I say that all the time, and I feel like nobody really.
That one's not on there. I thought it might be.
I can think of one that I hope doesn't come back because I always thought it was super stupid. Is when people would leave and they'd say, I'm Audi 5000.
That is not on there.
Remember that? For a hot minute, that was like a thing. Where
I don't even know where that's from.
Yeah, I understand the Audi. Like, I'm out, Audi, but where did the 5000 come from?
Because they just wanted to attach it to the name of the car. There was an Audi 5000. That was a...
Okay, that's what...
Oh! Never knew that was the tie-in.
Yeah. But I don't know what it stems from.
Huh.
Okay, the ones that got the highest percentage of upvotes.
Okay, we got to have
totally
rad.
Tubular. Oh, yeah.
So that was you.
Rad is not on there. Totally tubular is not on there.
So Audi 5000 was first used in the movie Reality Bites.
Like I say, it had to be in a movie.
Yeah, the reference. It was a reference to the Audi 5000 model.
Hmm. 15 is wifey. 88% want that to become common again.
No.
Bad choice.
Oh, it's awful. 14. Wifey. I hate wifey and hubby.
Dude
is so
Dude's
bad.
Dude's never going away.
Dude, except dude now is like applied to like every kid in the junior high says that to their mom.
Yeah, stop calling me dude.
Dude.
That made my mom flash me her boobs one time because I went, dude, this is so cool. And she was like, I'm not a dude. Lifts up her shirt and is like, do these make me a dude? I was like, oh my God, we're all going to call your mom dude the next time we see her.
Right? Yeah. Seriously.
Gin parties.
13 is crib. Y'all want to see my crib?
Yeah. I kind of want the MTV Cribs show to come back just because I always like to see the inside of rich people's houses.
That was a pretty great show.
Yeah. Loved that.
I still just want to say like place or house or whatever.
Lame.
Yeah.
Lame, number 11.
Yeah.
Dope is number 12.
Okay, I love lame. I don't think I've ever stopped using lame.
No.
That's lame.
I feel like most of these pretty common still, at least here. Lame is number 11. Number 10, you feel me? Feel me? Feel me?
I don't think I've ever said that.
Number 8, I've never heard until now, but it's time for a comeback. John.
Oh, John.
Are you going to that, John?
John's like a Philly thing.
It is?
I think that it was.
Says it's a substitute for a person, place, or thing.
John. Yeah, John can be used for anything.
Is that your John?
So it's like Smurf?
Kind of, yeah.
Philly?
Use it in a sentence, Steve. You get very Jersey when you say it. It's not John, it's John.
John.
John. Yeah.
John.
J-A-W-N is the spelling.
John.
Like, oh, man, where'd you get those drones? Like, looking at somebody's...
Have you ever used that for real?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Like, when? Like, when you were Skater Steve? Or BMX Steve?
I don't even know if
Steve?
It was around then.
Or was it, like, just out of Monmouth, like, helicopter
Probably.
Hat?
Okay. Yeah.
Fly is number 7.
Okay. That's pretty fly. Pretty fly for a white guy.
Number 6 is...
Every time I hear that song, I think when I was in high school, I remember a girl told me... So stupid. It was a girl that my friend was dating, and she said to me, every time I hear the song Pretty Fly for a White Guy, I think of you. And I was so like, I was so honored. I was
look at Steve.
What can I say?
Over there, over the moon.
Being flies, my Jean. Is that how, was that
John,
right?
John.
John.
Not Jean.
Well, you're a little Frenchy.
John.
Fly is there. Number six is entirely based on Homer Simpson, I think. Yoink! People want Yoink to come back.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I used to. Yeah, we both used to. I say that when you would take something, you'd be
Yoink.
Yoink. When I take my kids' fries. Yoink, fry tax.
Uh-huh.
It's like yeet now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, except yeet is more throw, right?
I think so.
Yoink was more take.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You were if you were yoinking.
They're opposites.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They're yin-yang.
Hey,
yeah.
He yoinked my fries and yeeted them.
Yeah. Oh.
Yoink and yeet. Nobody likes that.
I see, and I've never used either of those. If I'm grabbing some of my stuff, I'm like, skirt.
Yeah.
This one, whatever. Homie, number two is Your Mom at 95%.
Your Mom.
Your Mom.
Oh, man, I feel like we brought that back years ago.
And number one is Buzzkill. That is the single most upvoted slang term.
Buzzkill is a great
one. People wish
one.
Would come back?
I thought it was still kind of
gone. Not gone.
All right, we got to bring them all back on today's show.
I think we have.
I mean, mostly that's all of our vernacular, except possibly like fly.
All right. Do you want to hear the American slang that people are glad is not popular?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Number 15, gank.
Gank?
Maitland, can you use gank in a sentence?
She looks like a real gank.
Nope.
Oh.
And I think gank is like, it's like yoink, right? Like yoink.
It's stealing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh, I really like that waiter's pen. I'm going to gank it.
Mm-hmm.
I gank that pen.
Okay.
Number 14.
I've never used that.
My wife does this and I make fun of her for it. When she is frustrated, she say, oh yeah, that went really great. Not.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Not. Wow. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh
Wayne
my
and
God.
Garth, not.
Not so far in the past with that.
Wow. You know what? Every now and then it's like, I
that's
think
really
about
contemporary.
Once,
not.
I think about once a year, like in my own house, in my head. I haven't said it out loud, but I'll say it in my head and I go, oh Jesus. Like I actually like, what it, I gotta scold myself for it.
What about psych?
Oh, psych.
I love psych.
Of course you do.
Oh man, psych.
Well, psych was basically not, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of.
Psych is somewhere
in
the middle.
Yeah, your shirt looks great, Steve.
Psych!
High five me. Psych!
I was thinking about Borat when he's learning about, like, American jokes.
Oh, yeah.
That guy's like, you can try
it. It's the not joke. And so then the way Borat says, not!
Yes. That's totally what I think when I hear that. Number 13 is hood.
I still say hood.
Yeah.
And my hood.
12 is bling. That one people hate.
Yeah.
Hooch.
Kind of lame.
Hooch?
What's pooch?
No, hooch, like
oh,
booze.
Hooch. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like what?
Booze.
Yeah. Oh, like
you got a bottle of hooch?
Yeah. I always assumed that that is what they made in toilets
in
prisons.
Yeah, prison wine. Yeah, it's hooch.
Yeah, hooch. It's definitely cheap. You wouldn't say, you would not
like
have
Mad
like
Dog.
A good bottle of booze. You would not be hooch. The hooch is the kind of alcohol you drink with the paper bag still around it on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. That's hooch.
In Georgia, when we shoot the hooch is what it's called. That's when you float the river, the Chattahoochee.
Oh,
but it's oh that makes sense.
Hooch. Yeah. So when you said hooch at first, I was like, river?
Yeah, I can see why. Yeah, that would be weird on your end.
10 is trick.
I like trick still.
How do you, that's a woman, right?
Yeah, well, anybody just acting up. But yeah, mainly women. Like, geared towards women.
Like, use it in a sentence, please.
Like, you're acting like a trick right now.
Oh, yeah, I don't think I can.
She's a trick.
I'm in Miami, trick. That's what they changed it to for the radio-friendly version.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what was it before that?
Bitch.
Okay. I didn't think.
you flinched for that dump pun.
I did.
What about this?
I thought you would be. First of all, I thought it was going to be one of the ones you can't say when I asked.
Someone.
But your answer was so aggressive.
Someone in the 203 said, up your button around the corner needs to make a comeback.
Oh, where is this? Up your button around the corner.
Have you tried up your button around the corner?
That's through your tube and out your boob.
I'm off like
your tube and out your boob. Is that what you said?
That's
Maitland?
What we would add to it. Yeah,
that's good.
Let's see. Ice. You got some nice ice.
Okay, that's for like diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Youngin.
Oh, I love that one.
Youngins. Yeah.
Yeah. What about this? Score.
Oh my gosh, when you win at something.
I'm going to bring your table a free round of pizza poppers.
Score!
But yeah. It has to be with a fist pump.
You better be. Score.
Push your glasses up after.
Yeah. Man, score. I forgot all about score. That's hilarious.
People don't want that to come back.
They do not want that to come back.
Oh, man. I like that one actually a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Somebody said that Totally Tubular is making a comeback because of the show Top Wing on the Zoom Zoom Network put out by Nickelodeon.
Whatever that person said is filled with lies.
Yeah, that's all nonsense. Nobody's heard of any of the words you put in that sentence.
I've heard of Nickelodeon.
Okay, yeah. That's about it. Nickelodeon.
A text from my wife. I already talk like all of these. Yes, that's what that's.
Yeah, that's totally what he's getting at.
Number six, Triflin.
Oh yeah,
Triflin was like short lived. I feel like
it was.
Yeah,
Monet for something that looks good from afar but far from good. Straight Edge. They don't want that to come back.
Yeah, some of these apparently, like I was, they were.
You missed them.
Yeah, I missed them. I don't remember.
Wicked and Playa.
Oh, Wicked. Yeah, I like Wicked.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you like?
What about Playa Hater?
Not on there. Oh. Would you like dating slang people want to bring back?
Yeah.
Or old-fashioned insults we want to bring
insults.
Back?
Insults. Oh, insults. Mm.
Yeah. I knew it.
Yeah, insults are fun.
Scoundrel.
I like that one.
Okay, yeah, that's very old school. He's a scoundrel.
Mollycoddle.
Ooh, what's that?
What is that?
I don't know what that one is.
Oh, what's a mollycoddle?
It seems like, I don't know, I guess because I'm combining it with, like, coddled.
It's when you treat someone in an indulgent or overprotective way.
Okay, that's what I thought.
So it is coddled.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's all I had heard.
Steve, whatever you're looking at, keep it open, because scoundrel is one of the only ones I know. I'll give you the ones that I've heard before.
All right.
A scamp. Oh, a little scamp.
Okay, yeah.
Kind of a troublemaker. That's how I've always heard it.
As applied to a kid.
Nincompoop. Somebody who's dumb.
I love that. Yeah, nincompoop. It takes too long to say it, though. It's cumbersome. Yeah.
I like this one. All hat and no cattle. Means somebody who acts tough.
Like a cowboy?
Yeah, like a cowboy, but there's nothing behind it.
Oh,
it's just BS.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's like the modern version of that is somebody who has the biggest, baddest off-road SUV, and it's never dirty. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's all hat, no cattle.
Spoony. It does not give a usage on that one. I do not know what spoony.
I hear why.
So is that, yeah, is that a verb?
S-P-O-O-N-Y. It doesn't say
a noun?
Type of, yeah.
Like nothing. He is a spoony or he's being spoony.
Like a way to call someone a wiener, like, or like a loser. You look like you like to be the little spoon. You're spoony.
Maybe.
Maybe it means you got a real big head.
I mean, it sounds
or any little body.
It does sound weak, though. Like, it doesn't sound like a tough thing. Mm-mm. Like, oh, man, look at that bodybuilder. He's totally spoony. Yeah.
Fop, F-O-P, doesn't give anything for that one either.
Spoony is to describe a silly or foolish person.
Okay. So we're kind of on the right track.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. Yeah, we got the
Tommy's pretty spoony.
Yeah.
That's also the same definition for fop.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought that
was
he's
a total
fat open.
Fop.
Which person on the show is most likely a zounder kite?
Zounder kite.
I hope I
Hot
am.
Hot wings, probably.
Yeah, probably me.
I'm a real zounder kite these days.
That would you're
it
the
sounds,
most.
It sounds kind of wickedly Germanic.
It
you're the
like
most
something...
likely to drop that into a sentence and then be like, "What? You don't know what zounder kite
it's
means?"
It's a pretty common. Yeah, it's a pretty common term. Steve.
It's something Hot Wings would have called called Kelly when she didn't know that a wheelbarrow was not a wheelbarrow.
No, it was barrel.
A wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Wheelbarrow.
Zounderkite is someone who does not possess a lot of common sense.
Okay, not
so. If Hot Wings had said, "Well, I just used that." You're right; it's not fair. But as an example,
no, it's totally fair. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
that would have been a time to be like, "Wait, what is wrong with you? You're quite a zounderkite." Totally right.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to remember that one. Zounderkite.
Another one, Dunderhead.
Okay, that's an idiot.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's just
and
an idiot.
And my new one. And sometimes I am one myself. A fop doodle.
A fop doodle.
A fop doodle. A fool.
Oh my God, I love that.
Fop doodle is a good one.
You're a little fop doodle.
Yeah.
Fop doodle.
I thought you were a fop doodle, but you are also a zounder kite. Quick dating slang.
Okay.
Wingman, Keen, Dreamboat, Dear John.
Keen. Okay, yeah, Keen is cool.
Yeah. Are you keen on those kids?
It's like very 1950s.
Yeah. Boo, backseat bingo. Okay. Make it out in the car. Dance card, booty call, hooking up, and carry a torch. What's carry a torch?
That's where you're still like pining after somebody.
Still,
you carry a torch for them. Yeah.
A flame in your heart.
Why isn't Butt Muncher on this list? Someone writes from Lansing.
Oh, it never went away. It's always been cool.
I don't know.
That's why.
This person says, what does it mean when you describe someone as pooping in tall cotton?
Oh,
your first day on the job.
Yeah, that sounds like a job interview to me.